All right, welcome to another episode of the Creative Entrepreneurs Podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in, my friend. Today, we're going to be talking about the feeling that we are not enough. And in the world of social media and the online world, it's very easy to get overwhelmed by how people are living their lives and how inadequate we might feel because we're not enough. We're not there yet. We seem to be lacking everything that others have. Now, this is a mindset episode, right? How can we improve our self-worth? I think this is an important concept, especially when it comes down to the online world. Not only in business, but as a human being, we live in crazy times, my friend. I mean, if you're old enough, like me, you remember very clearly how it was to live in a world where there was no social media. You know, there was no Instagram, there was no YouTube, there was no Facebook, there was certainly no TikTok. So there was no way that we can keep up with knowing, I should say, what others were doing. Right now, we just seem to be bombarded by all these images and all this content of how people are living these amazing lives. And if we go to Instagram, everything seems to be curated. Everybody seems to be very sexy, or at least sexier than us and younger than us. And they seem to have this amazing lifestyles, and they live in these beautiful places and driving these amazing cars. And it's all about that. And I can only imagine how it can be for somebody that they're younger than us, right? I'm 48 years old, so I have two daughters, and my eldest daughter is 13. So I try to educate her as much as possible in order to build her self-esteem and build her self-worth as well, and understand that social media is just a curation of certain things, especially Instagram, okay? But I'm not talking here about a particular app, either Instagram or TikTok or anything like that. I'm talking about a holistic approach when it comes down to social media and how we can turn it around. This is not just to point the finger and say how bad these social media apps are and what it does to us. I'm actually want to give you some practical tips and mindset tools that you can use in order to turn it around and to actually use it to your advantage. And I want to share with you how I have used this in my own life and how I try to pass down this type of knowledge and philosophy, not only to my daughter, but as well to my clients, okay? So how do we overcome this feeling? A feeling that we're not enough, right? When we watch content online and we see that other people have, more followers than us, more like than us, and how come they seem to have it all? Right? How do we overcome this feeling that we're not enough, that we're not young enough, that we're not old enough, that we're not blonde enough, that we're not, you know what I mean? I mean, it's just a never-ending feeling that is being triggered by social media. And, you know, some people come with this conclusion that this is just part of modern life. But back in the day, there was no Instagram. Like I said, there was no social media, there was no internet. So the only content that we will consume, at least, you know, if you're from my generation, and if you're younger than me, then I might sound like an old person to you. But, you know, when I grew up in the 80s, it was just MTV, right? It was just very basic shows. There was certainly not Netflix. There were no on-demand kind of like shows. It was just whatever was playing on TV. You will really have to follow. And if we wanted to listen to music, it would just be vinyl and cassettes. You know, there was no DVDs or CDs or anything like that. And there were magazines. Okay, so I was from that generation. I will consume a lot of magazines, whether that was about martial arts. At some point when I was growing up, I will, you know, just read martial art magazines, and then music, surfing, and that will be how I will consume my content. The feeling of inadequacy, or the feeling of feeling that I am not enough by watching somebody either playing in a band because I was reading magazines about my favorite bands, or maybe when I was in martial arts, right, I will see all these people doing these amazing things, either in tournaments or movies, right? I was into Bruce Lee quite a lot. In the 80s, I was not only a fan of Bruce Lee because I was doing martial arts for a long time. I did martial arts for a very long time. I was quite good at it, by the way. But I was a fanatic of Bruce Lee, so I will watch all the movies. And not only like once, like I would just watch it on repeat, really. You know, I will have VHS. And before that, I had a Betamax, I don't know how you call it in English, anyways, which is a smaller tape. It was not a VHS tape. But that was the content that we will consume, right? I will watch all the ninja films. But I never felt jealous of somebody that was doing what I wanted to do or what I was doing at the time. It's only when social media comes and you see all of these people that they're big influencers and either they're famous or not, you know, I mean, it's just a matter of, I don't know why it triggers certain things in us that we feel jealousy. We feel that we're not there yet, that no matter how good we have it right now, we still feel that we're not there yet. And to make things worse, the whole likes and follows, it just makes it worse for us because we feel like, well, we don't have the same amount of followers. We don't have the same amount of people liking our posts. It's a very psychological, negative thing, you know? So these apps, even though it's a great way to communicate with others and to build something online, it can be very dark. There is a dark side to it for sure. And the younger people, I really feel for them. And again, I know I might sound like an old person right now, but, you know, and because I'm a father of two beautiful girls and I have a teenage daughter, I am really aware of the dangers of how you can feel, you know, like you're not enough. And there's nothing worse than growing up in an environment, especially online, where most of the things are fake, especially when you're at that vulnerable age. But at the same time, I'm not saying that everything is fake online. I'm just saying that it's really curated. And that's why you need to be very careful with what you share and what you follow. Now, have I been guilty of sharing stuff online that is being presented in a certain way? Absolutely. You know, nobody wants to see our mess online. Nobody wants to see us, you know, what we're going through in bad times. We certainly can share it in a very curated way, but we don't understand what people are going through. We don't understand as well what's being shown and what's really going behind that Instagram post or a YouTube video or a vlog, right? Or even a podcast like this one. I mean, this is content, okay? This is content. So I wanna really give you some practical tips and how you can use a social media and the online world to your advantage. And how can you get rid of that feeling of that you're not enough? And if you're looking to build something online, like a personal brand, which I am all about, then this is going to help you. And when you see someone else that is ahead of you, then how can you not feel jealousy or feel that you're not enough, that you're not there yet, and somehow you're always behind? Okay, so let's just jump right into it. So number one, the best way to get a sense of self-worth, if you will, or not feel like you're not enough, is to understand that there will always be somebody that is ahead of you and that somebody that is going to be behind you, whatever that is. Now, obviously, let's focus here when I'm talking about online presence and Instagram and Facebook and YouTube and, you know, your website, your online presence. Whenever you look at someone else and they're doing something, whether that's music, photography, or they have an online business, or even if it's their own personal account where they're just sharing their amazing life that you seem not to be able to match, okay? The first thing to understand is that you cannot judge where other people are at that moment. You just don't know, okay? You just don't know where they are. Or probably you know where they are, but you don't know where they have been before to get there. And the fact that they're there and they're showcasing that online and they're sharing it with the world, it might make you feel like you should be there as well with them, like head to head. But you're not living their life. You haven't gone through whatever they have been through. So it's very important to understand that they might be ahead of you, okay? for whatever the reasons, that's part of life. And the fact that you know about them is what's causing the problem, because you're comparing yourself to them. Okay, so it's really hard to keep up with the Joneses. Okay, it's really hard to keep up with what other people are doing. And when we are at school, right, we're not in high school anymore. That's something like I wanted to say, because now that I have my teenage daughter, I can see this in a full fledged. Okay, like it's just such an eco, like a microcosm, I should say, of teenagers, and they're all competing for attention and girls are, you know, they can be very vicious. Okay, you look pretty, you don't look pretty. The dress codes, and for boys is the same thing. All right, but I can see it that in high school, it plays such a big role, and then they take that to the online world. So for us that we're adults and we're trying to build either a personal brand or an online business or some type of an online presence, it's hard for us to just snap out of that high school mentality and say like, hey, we're adults here. We understand that some other people are, okay, yes, they're less smart than us. That hurts. It really hurts that they are not as smart as us, but they seem to be more successful, either financially or they have a family or they live in a certain place. And you know deep down inside that they are not more qualified than you. They're not smarter than you. I mean, you can see it and you can understand it for whatever the reasons. So how can we overcome this feeling? Just understand that they're just ahead of you in one way or another, but that doesn't mean that you're behind. And if that doesn't make any sense, what it means is that if somebody has a certain lifestyle, they have kids, they have a beautiful wife or a husband, they live in a certain location, they earn a certain amount of money, and they live a certain lifestyle, that doesn't mean that you have to feel that you're left behind, that you're not enough, that you should be able to, that you should do what they are doing. Because if you were in their shoes and you were living their life, you probably wouldn't be you, and you wouldn't even like it. Okay, because you are a unique individual and you are where you're supposed to be. Okay, that's number one. Understand that there's always somebody ahead of you and somebody behind you. Number two, take inspiration from this. All right, take inspiration from somebody that is ahead of you or that somebody that has something, whether that's the family, the business, the location-free type of lifestyle, or what they're doing on a day-to-day basis. Try to see that as inspiration. And how can you implement that in your life? This is what I do, all right? I find peace knowing that there are other people that they are ahead of me. And I also find peace knowing that there's people that they are behind me. It's not a competition, though. We're not in a race here. I am running my own marathon, if you will, because life is a marathon. It is a journey. I have certain goals, of course, but I'm not measuring my goals, my dreams, and my aspirations based on somebody else's life. I have my own life. And even though I believe that I have accomplished quite a lot, I am not immune to these feelings, right? I am not immune. I'm not saying that I'm immune to this, but every time I feel inadequate, every time I feel that I am not enough, that my self-worth is being hit because I see an Instagram post of somebody sharing something that I know I could have for whatever the reasons, I really check very quickly and say like, hey, hold on a second. This is great for that person that they're actually going through something so wonderful, whether that's running a successful online business that is bigger than mine, or they are living a better life than mine, according to my own judgment, I guess, okay? But what that shows is that I am tapping into a different vibration. I'm being very negative. I'm being very ungrateful for what or I already have, right? Because I do have a beautiful life. I do have a successful life. I have a beautiful family. I have an online business that, you know, it was a dream in the making a few years ago, right? I mean, I've been working online for years, but the way has it been evolving over time, it's just a dream to me. I mean, it's unbelievable. Why am I being so ungrateful for this right now? Because I'm looking at somebody else online doing their own thing. I mean, they're literally doing their own thing. And in fact, they're actually helping people, including myself. And I refuse to take that. I refuse to just swallow it and say, you know what? Why am I being so ego-driven This is not a competition. We're here to create. All right. So that's one of the biggest obstacles and homework for us to really embark when it comes down to that feeling that we're not enough, because you will always feel like that, no matter how successful you are. All right. Parenting is a perfect example as well. You always feel like, I mean, if you're a parent, you know this, whether you're a mom or a dad listening to this, you never feel that you're good enough as a parent. And I know it's a weird analogy, but this is such an individual journey that we go as parents, and whatever values we have, we try to bring that to the table and raise our kids with the best that we're equipped with, right? And we don't compare ourselves to other parents. I mean, sometimes we do, but you know what I mean? Like, we're always in check, like, okay, how can I improve this? How can I become a better father? How can I become a better example for them, especially as they grow older and they start to notice things? When they're small and they're babies, you can get away with a lot, okay? And I know this firsthand. But once they start to grow and they start to check you out, man, you know, they're going to feel either ashamed of you or they're going to feel proud to have an amazing father. And I say this with my daughter, okay? I want her to be proud of her dad. I want her. I mean, teenagers get embarrassed by their parents no matter how cool you are. That's just the way it is. But it's just a way of being authentic and true to yourself. That's what I want to say with this, okay? You need to be true and authentic to yourself. So somebody else is doing what they're doing and they're trying to be authentic and true to themselves, even if they're presenting something that seems to be, I don't know, not real in the online world, or it's a curated Instagram post with, I don't know, a filter or whatever. You see what I mean? But you have to just get rid of that ego, of that jealousy. So you can see that, hey, they're doing their thing. I'm doing my thing. I'm actually getting inspiration from them, because if that's possible for them, that means that it's possible for me. So instead of feeling jealous or start feeling like, how come they have more than me, try to see it as an inspiration and say, if they have it and I feel that they're not as smart as me, that means that there is a certainty that I can have it too. So I can have happiness. I can have the whole package. This is what I do with my life whenever I feel these feelings of inadequacy or I feel a little bit jealous about somebody, because, hey, we're humans. I'm not saying that I'm perfect. All right. And I live online. You know, my whole world is online. I earn a living online. I coach online. I build a personal brand over the years online. And if you Google my name, you will find stuff about me online. So I am in a position to say, hey, I have learned from other people, but I'm also teaching other people. And I have found my place, my niche, which is me. Right. I have found my identity, which is, again, is being authentic. It's about being yourself. Because if you want to build a personal brand, or if you want to build an online presence, you have to be yourself, whatever that is. And you bring to the forefront your personality. So, hey, you're not going to be for everybody. Not everybody's going to agree with you, with the way you look, the way you sound, where you live, what you do. That's fine, you know? I mean, we're not talking about being internet famous here. We're talking about the impact that the internet can have on somebody's psyche, and how can that affect you in order to move forward with your life and feel this feeling that you're not enough, okay? Now, another thing that can help you, which is the third thing that can truly help you overcome this feeling that you're not enough, is to always be active on social media with your own content. A lot of people like to consume content online, okay? And you are probably one of them. We live in a world that is just, it's just online, okay? We live in cameras. I mean, the phones is just built-in camera and videos, and we see all this content. And somehow when we're consuming it, we first feel inadequate because they're living this amazing life. And we feel that we can't match to that. But we're not doing anything. We're not creating our own reality. We're not being the creator and the producer of our lives. These people took the time to create that, to create a YouTube video, to create a podcast, to create the Instagram post. And they are being very consistent posting. And it gets to you because you can consume the content. And once you start going down that rabbit hole, I've seen one post after the other or one YouTube video after the other. You say like, wow, but when is it going to stop? And then you wonder why they have the followers. And then you wonder why they have the personal brand. And then you wonder why they have the actual community that they have built around that. Okay? And this is what you need to do. You need to turn it around and say, if they are posting something online that I like, yet it's triggering me to feel like this, like I am not enough because I should be like them, then you need to take that as inspiration. Okay? You need to take that and understand that there's always somebody ahead of you and somebody behind you. That's number one. Number two, understand that you can take inspiration from that. And number three, try to not copy, but just use the internet, use the app, right? So if you're listening to this podcast and you say like, what is this guy talking about? And you want to create your own podcast because you feel like you have something to say about this topic, I will support you 100% in that pursuit of podcasting. And I will say you should certainly start a podcast and talk about these topics that I'm talking about here. Okay, because you have your own voice. And I would love to hear from you when it comes down to these topics about personal brand and online business. You know what I mean? I mean, this is something that you need to take action. And this is where people do not take action. This is the part where actually people will refuse to post online. They will refuse to share. And they're just lurking. I want to participate in the online world. I want to be one of those people that not only consumes online content, and I mentioned this before, but I produce a lot of content. You know how many YouTube videos I have that I want to watch on a day-to-day basis, and I just can't because I don't have time? And you know why? Because I create more content than I can consume. That's a good place to be. That is a very good place to be, all right? Because I can consume all day long on Instagram and all day long on TikTok, YouTube. I mean, I love YouTube. I mean, that's it. YouTube to me, if I had to choose something of an app or a platform when it came down to online content, I would just say YouTube immediately. I could live without Instagram, TikTok, Facebook. I mean, I barely check Facebook anymore. But you know, I think Instagram and TikTok, but especially Instagram, it's one of those platforms that can actually trigger a lot of insecurities in a lot of people, right? But YouTube is just a different animal altogether. And when it comes down to podcasting, I mean, podcast is just in a class of its own. It's like having your own radio show. And that's why I love podcasting as well. But YouTube is that platform that I really love YouTube. I mean, I have two YouTube channels, and that's how I got started in the online world. That's where I actually put my flag on the sand, if you will. Like, I started doing YouTube videos, and I started to share myself, you know, that didn't sound right. I started to share my knowledge with the world and what I'm about, really. Like, hey, what's up? My name is Daniel. This is what I'm doing. And subscribe to my channel if you find, you know, this content interesting. That's how I built my personal brand. And from there, I built an online business. And I built something around a particular niche. And now I'm here, fast forward like many years, now I'm here talking about something else, which is the online world, because I'm sharing my experience of what I went through building a YouTube channel and putting myself out there, building an online business. And, you know, after coaching people that want to start a personal brand, they don't call it personal brand, by the way. They just say, I want to have an online business, but just they haven't posted anything online. They don't have a YouTube channel. They don't have an Instagram account sharing what they're passionate about. And if they do, they're doing it wrong because they're trying to copy somebody else, okay? Which is the final thing that I wanted to say here. I mean, there's three main points for this episode, but the final one is, I think I have already mentioned anyways, being authentic and being yourself. But so many people are copying somebody else, okay? Whoever they are, even if they're really big, I mean, they're using the same font for the captions, they're using the same thumbnails, or they're using the same video editing techniques, and it's just ridiculous, man. Especially in short-form content. All right, but I see this on YouTube as well. Where there's a lot of long form content, I see that this as well. They follow some big influencer or some entrepreneur, and they use the same font, the same jump cut edit. I mean, they're so quick, especially on TikTok and even Instagram. When I see reels, they're so quick. These jump cuts and this video editing, I feel like I'm gonna have a seizure because they're so fast. They're talking, they're editing, there's images, there's the captions. I'm like, man, I can't follow this. Again, I know I might sound like I'm an old cat, okay? But it's just like, what happened to just watching something without this attention-grabbing techniques of the jump cuts? And because the jump cuts, and if you don't know what a jump cut is, it's just when people are doing video editing and they just jump from one thing to another. But really fast. I mean, you can do this when you make a mistake in video editing. Like when you're saying something and then you made a mistake, you cut that and then you paste the other section. But they're doing it in order to just grab our attention because it happens that we don't have an attention span anymore, thanks to TikTok. Because if the video is longer than 5 seconds, we just can't be fucked, really, to watch it. And that's a negative side of this apps. I mean, I like to consume again, my friend, but I believe in long form content, and I believe we're gonna go back to long form content, like podcasting, for example. So I'm recording this episode is going for half an hour, and if you're invested in this and listening to this, it's you, we're building a relationship here, okay, and it's deeper than a 3 second TikTok video where I'm talking about whatever. And I mean, I could be talking about this same topic, but there's only so much I can say on a 3 second video because people just don't have the attention span anymore. Even if you're interested in the topic, you're just gonna scroll by. Okay, there's so many distractions. There's so much distraction, and there's so much content to consume that it's very easy to just latch on into something, feel like shit, feel inadequate, feel insecure, feel like you're not enough, and then once you go down that rabbit hole. And you are brave enough to just say, like, I'm going to do the same thing. I'm going to put myself out there. And then you do it wrong because you're copying exactly what other people are doing. And you're not them. You got to be you. You got to be yourself. This is where a lot of people get it wrong. You have to be yourself. And if all this fails, if you're not able to see other people's content and not feel inadequate, if you're not able to get inspiration, if you're not able to understand that somebody is always going to be ahead of you and somebody's always going to be behind you, if you're not able to do all of these things that we're talking about here, then don't consume content at all. I mean, I will invite you to delete the app from your phone. Okay? I mean, this is a drastic option, and I don't recommend this because if you want to build something online, you got to participate. I want to participate. I don't believe in what people say to me, like, I don't have a Facebook account. Or I don't have an Instagram account. Or I have an Instagram account, but I haven't posted anything. But I'm sure you're checking out some other people. I mean, this is the worst, man, that you can do. At least participate. All right? It's like having a phone number at home. And you have all these... People have your phone number, but you don't have their phone numbers and you can't call them. That's a weird analogy anyways. But you know what I mean. It's like, it's just ridiculous. Because you're lurking. You're always looking. But you're not sharing. You know, what happens with giving back? Okay, this is something that I always apply in my content and with my philosophy. I have learned so much from the online world that I feel a responsibility to put it back in the online world. Meaning that I feel a responsibility of putting whatever I have learned and whatever I'm learning currently as we speak online to put it back into the online world. So for example, if I listen to a podcast today and they're talking about a certain topic, something similar to this, for example, I say, like, that's a great topic, man. And I hear what they're talking about. That doesn't mean that I'm going to copy exactly what they're saying in the interview, talking about this issue of the online world and how it makes us feel like shit, right? But how can we increase our self-worth and self-respect and our own self-image? Which is something that I'm really fascinated about, obviously. Because it all goes down to mindset, right? So, what happens? I mean, how can we do this? I'm not going to copy exactly the content that I've consumed, but once I listen to this, I get fired up. I'm like, I agree with it. I feel like I have a voice. I wish I was in the interview, in that podcast interview, and participating. My only way to participate and take action is by creating my own episode. You see what I mean? So if I listen to something, and this is a true story, by the way, I was listening to a podcast this morning when I went for my walk, and I said, that's a great topic. Maybe I can talk about that, man. You know? And whatever topics they were, whatever they were discussing, I said, like, I agree with many of these things. But what you're listening to is exactly my own version of what I heard, and it triggers something in me. It's like, that's a great topic. I don't feel jealousy because they're talking about it, but I just said, like, this is a fantastic thing to create a podcast episode about. Okay? Because I think it affects a lot of us. I mean, and I can go in any direction. Obviously, I'm talking about a personal brand here and building an online business. But you can see how this can affect even the average person who doesn't want to build an online business. They just want to have an Instagram account and share, I know, pictures of their cat or whatever. Okay? But if you want to build something, and if you want to build a personal brand, you need to be authentic. You need to get rid of so many things, so many roadblocks that you're going to encounter, feeling insecure, imposter syndrome. I mean, the list is long, my friend. Okay? But even if you're not building an online business or a personal brand, you're still going to feel like that. You're still going to feel a little bit like shit. You're still going to feel like, you know, like, oh, I'm not enough, you know, and maybe I will never be enough. And that's a terrible place to live, my friend. It's better to just acknowledge certain things, look at yourself in the mirror, say to yourself, I'm fucking amazing. My life is fucking amazing. I live a fucking amazing life, and I don't have to compare myself to anybody. In fact, let them be them so I can be me, you know? And if you feel like that about somebody else, maybe somebody else feels like that about you. Have you ever thought about that, you know? Anyways, I'm getting a little bit, not fired up, but I get really, I get into the flow of things sometimes, and I start talking about it, and I get really fired up, and I feel like, you know, there has to be a way out with anything. There has to be a solution, and how can we turn it around? By using the right tools and techniques that, you know, that maybe not everybody's equipped with them, and maybe they don't have the same experience that you might have, but how can you help somebody else? And put yourself in a position of service. Okay, it's not all about me, poor me, victim me, you know, mental health me, poor me, I went through this, my trauma, you know, let's just snap out of that and try to bring something else to the table and say, how can I be of service? So if I feel insecure, if somebody's triggering something in me, I need to build my self-esteem, all right? And I need to do something positive for myself. And in fact, maybe I can learn something from this experience. How can I have the self-awareness to address that? And some people need help, you know? Some people need help. Some people don't have the support system. They don't have the proper, you know, environment for that. Probably you don't have a family. You feel a little bit alone, right? You don't have the proper friends around you. You don't, you know, do we have to take a lot of in consideration, my friend? You need to be kind to yourself, though. And I'm not here to tell you that if you are going through some difficulties or you feel a little bit insecure or if you feel a little bit like you're not enough, it's not valid. But there's certainly a way out. There is a way that you can build your self-esteem and build your self-image, okay, by taking care of yourself and be selfish with that. You need to be selfish. I'm inviting you to be selfish and love yourself. Start writing affirmations about the things that you're grateful for right now. Or when you stop listening to this podcast because probably you're driving or you're probably at the gym or walking or whatever. Okay? But write affirmations. Write about the things that you're grateful for. Even for the fact that you're just alive. I'm so happy and grateful that I'm alive, that I'm breathing. All right? Write affirmations. My life is great. I am healthy. I am successful. I am happy. I am loved. Whatever things make you feel good, okay? Because we all have the same needs, man. Okay? We all want to be loved. We all want to be successful. Whatever that means to you. For me, success is my family. For me, success is the fact that I could be here wearing flip-flops while I'm recording a podcast episode from home. For me, success means that, to be able to work from home wearing flip-flops. That is a thing for me. And I share this online, okay? My dream is to be able to work from home with flip-flops and be self-sufficient when it comes down to my income, not to work for somebody else. There's nothing wrong with 9-to-5s. There's nothing wrong with having, working for a company or having a boss and all of that. I mean, I have done that. For me, it's all about entrepreneurship. How can I fend for myself financially and for my family and live based on certain things and values that I have created over the years, okay? And I have to be grateful, even in dark times. Actually, when it's darker, I need to be even more grateful and say, I'm so happy and grateful that even though things are not going my way, I still have the ability to work from home. I still have the ability to record this podcast. I still have the ability to change my life around. And if I happen to see something online that triggers me, I say, like, if that guy or that gal has that and is living this amazing life, driving that amazing car, that means that I can have it too. I might not be there right now, but I can certainly get there. The fact that they have it, and I know in my heart and in every cell of my being that they are not smarter than me, okay? But they have it, that is a guarantee that I could have it too. And this is just a story that I tell myself to make myself feel better, right? It might be a lie, but your brain, your subconscious does not understand the difference between reality or a thought or a dream. So if you're telling to yourself that you can have that, your brain just understands we can certainly have that. And you're just programming your brain, okay? And you can see this in reverse. Stress is a great example of this. When you're stressed out and you're stressing about things, you're creating these negative images and these negative things, which just turn in emotions, by the way. They are converted in emotions. And when you become stressed, you feel stressed. Not only you're thinking about something stressful, but you're feeling it. Your body, right? This is what creates illnesses, my friend, right? And I'm not going to go down that path, and we're not going to be talking about that, but stress is a great example of how we feel. First, we have a thought, okay? We start thinking about something, and then we have a feeling. So you have to do the same thing whenever you get triggered by a social media post about somebody making you feel a little bit inadequate because they have this great life. Say like, hey, hold on a second. Good, well done for them. How can I be like that? Okay. And then, but bring yourself to where you're at right now and say, like, hey, I'm grateful for my life. I am grateful for the fact that I have a phone where I can check this post. Okay. I am grateful for the fact that I have access to the internet. And start there. Gratitude is what's going to open the doors for you to make you realize a lot of things, man. Anyways, I hope this episode finds you well. I hope wherever you are, you're doing great, my friend. Don't forget to follow the podcast. Follow me on Instagram while we're at it and we're talking about social media. I'm trying to share more about my life online as much as I can. Share about the fact that I work from home, that I'm a creative entrepreneur building multiple businesses. But my passion is to help others and to share everything that I have learned along the way. Follow me not only here on the podcast, share the podcast with others. I tend not to swear, okay? I really tend not to swear, and I try my best to not swear. So I'm not. My podcast is not famous for me swearing. I think I overdid it on this one, so forgive me for that. I'm not going to be swearing. I mean, if this is the first time you listen to this podcast episodes here at the Creative Entrepreneurs Podcast, I don't swear. I don't tend to swear. But I sometimes get passionate about it, and sometimes there is a few words that slipped, and I keep this podcast as raw as possible, meaning that I don't edit, I don't do any jump cuts or anything like that. I try to keep it as unedited as possible. So it's just like me sitting down here by my desk, having a cup of coffee and just talking to you. The idea is for you to get this idea that you're here with me talking, and obviously you're not here with me. Because we cannot have a conversation. It's just a monologue, but this is what it is, okay? And I'm really proud of this podcast, and it's my take on podcasting because I'm a big fan of podcasts, like I said. And when I created my first podcast, it was just because I was a podcast consumer. And I said, like, well, I love podcasts. I listen to podcasts every day. I wonder if I can have my own so I can say my own stuff online. So I invite you, my friend, to take part. Participate, be a producer, not a consumer in the online world. Thank you so much for all the love and support, and I'll see you in another episode, my friend.